It's a sunny afternoon at the University of Arizona Recreation Center pool. On one side of the pool, students are taking time away from studying to relax on a warm day. On the other side, a group is playing a game of inner tube water polo. It's a fundraiser for the charity Swim With Mike, and among the players is the event's organizer, Joe Kay. Kay says the charity is very close to his heart because it helped him graduate from Stanford University.
I had a volleyball scholarship for all 4 years, but a volleyball scholarship only covered half my tuition. I still had half the scholarship to pay, and Swim With Mike definitely helped me pay that second half.
Swim With Mike provides scholarships to disabled athletes. If you watch Kay, you wouldn't know that the charity helped send him to Stanford. It's been over 9 years since the incident that temporarily paralyzed the right half of his body, and he's largely recovered. On February 6, 2004, Kay's Tucson High basketball team beat perennial power Sal Point Catholic. Kay's breakaway dunk was the icing on the cake for the Badgers, and students rushed the court in post-game excitement.
A bunch of kids tackled me, and I had a stroke right out there in the middle of the court.
The story made national news. Kay, who is also his class's valedictorian, had a partial scholarship to Stanford for volleyball. The school honored the scholarship, but Kay still had to raise the other half of the tuition. Swim With Mike, as it has done for many disabled athletes, helped cover the rest. After a year of rehabilitation from the stroke, Kay left for Stanford.
When I was rehabbing and everything, I got in contact with a person from Swim With Mike, who he had actually gone to Stanford, and he was now living in L.A., and he was involved with the Swim With Mike organization. And he told me to apply, and I applied, and yeah, they gave me the scholarship.
The charity started in 1981 to help former University of California swimmer Mike Nyholt. Nyholt was paralyzed earlier that year in a motorcycle accident, so the USC swim team held a swimathon in order to raise money for a specially equipped van. The team raised more than enough money for the van, so Nyholt asked that the excess funds be given to physically challenged athletes at USC. The charity now gives scholarships to students at universities nationwide. Kay was one of the first recipients to attend a school other than USC. He earned a degree in American Studies during his 4 years at Stanford. After graduation, he spent the next 18 months traveling the country in a customized van. Joe came back to Tucson to get his master's degree in social work from Arizona State University. He's nearing completion of that degree and is taking some time to pay back the charity that helped him get through Stanford. That's why Kay put on the Tucson event, called Float With Joe. He is raising money for Swim With Mike, and some of their scholarship recipients are there to help him. Dana Mathewson is one of those scholarship recipients. She's on the U of A's wheelchair tennis team and studying speech and hearing sciences.
Swim With Mike has definitely helped me, I guess you could say, actualize my dreams, as cliche as that sounds, but I know that I wouldn't have been able to attend a school like this without their help.
Matt Farman was also a wheelchair tennis player. He's finishing his master's degree in civil engineering with help from Swim With Mike.
Organizations like this make it happen. I've got some scholarships from the University of Arizona to come, and a few other smaller scholarships, but this one is really the big one that allows you to really come and do these things.
To anyone watching him, Kay seems to have fully recovered. He isn't cognitively impaired and has only minor impairments to his right limbs. Kay says he has probably recovered all of the ability that he can, but adds recovery from such an event is lifelong.
So basically, yeah, I'm still recovering, you know, in quotation marks, but it's not in the normal sense like you would think of. It's, you know, just learning and learning to navigate the world in a kind of a different way than I would normally.
Kay says some opportunities have gone away, some are reopening, and some he never knew about are showing themselves.
There were, you know, a lot of avenues I couldn't go now that I've had my accident. Like, I couldn't play volleyball anymore, couldn't play basketball anymore, I couldn't play the saxophone anymore, although I'm getting a new saxophone in the next few months, made just for my left hand. You know, a whole new, you know, stream of avenues opened up, and, you know, Swim With Mike is one of them.